T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
We want to know how proud you are of your kiddo, but you can't ever tell them that you're proud. It's like being proud of their lie, or being proud of the way they cheated on something, or being proud of how clever they were doing something absolutely wrong. If you've got a story, 404-263-0941.
I can start this off with a friend of mine who confessed that he is so proud of his high school freshman child because they went in to take a test, and because they have some breathing issues, they have an inhaler. So they took the inhaler out of their backpack and set it on their desk, you know, in case they had like an attack during the exam, didn't want to go through their bag.
Is this a son or a daughter?
It's a daughter.
Okay.
And on the label of the inhaler, she had printed out all of the information that she might need for the test on a sticker, right? That looked exactly like the sticker that the pharmacy would put on it. But instead of saying like 3 refills, expires on this date, do not use more than once a day, or whatever it would say on there, instead it had like chemical formulas and theorems and whatever she needed to know.
It had the answer key.
Yep. And
that's terrible. I feel like you're giving somebody that idea right now. Oh, that's awful.
And somehow she got busted. I don't know how, somebody turned her in or whatever, but she got busted. He confessed. He's like, well, I had to ground her, like do the whole, you know, whatever thing. He goes, but deep down inside, the ingenuity and the thought that went into it, I was proud.
I'm secretly proud.
I was really happy that that was my daughter, and that's how she attempted that.
All right. Well, if you've got a story, you're proud of your kid, but you can never tell them because it would make you a bad parent. We'd love to hear your story coming up next, 404-263-0941. And there is a story coming in right now. She says that she's proud of her kid for stealing from grandma. How can you possibly be proud of stealing from grandma? We'll get her story up next on the Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
You ready to get to it?
Star 94.1. And now, here's Jeff and Jen.
Ever been proud of your kid, but you can't tell him because then that would make you a really bad parent? This just happened to one of Jeff's friends whose daughter was busted cheating on a test. So he had to punish her, but the way she cheated kind of impressed dad. She'd printed out a little label, put it on her asthma inhaler, and had all the answer key right there. And he told Jeff, he said, I was kind of proud of her, but I could never, ever tell her that. We want to know if you feel the same way. 404-263-0941. Allison and Marietta, you're up first.
Hey, my daughter recently confessed to me I was kind of proud of how clever she was, but not very proud because it made me feel like maybe I wasn't a great parent. But when she was in high school, her senior year, you know, they never want you to know where they're going and what they're doing. And she would say she was spending the night at this one friend of hers house. So I would always text just to confirm that she was spending the night there. This is what she was saying. That little devil went into my phone and changed the parents' phone number to the kids' phone number.
Oh, no.
I know, right? I was like, you don't need to confess any more to me. I don't need more of these stories.
That's the best.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that naughty?
You know what? I feel like what we're doing right now is bad because we're giving people ideas.
Uh-oh. We did not know it would go that way, but you're right.
How to fix that. You put a passcode and you never, ever, ever let them see or know.
That's true.
On my phone because I'm an old crazy woman. And they'll go, ask your passcode. And I go, nope, here, let me put it in for you.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Allison. Hey, Courtney in Brookhaven.
Hey, how are you?
We're great.
Good. So my child has to meet a word count every month at school. Not an avid reader, but he managed to find these books from the media center And I'm like, you're reading Moby Dick? But then when I looked at it, it's the shortened kids classic version, only 200 pages, but the print is so huge, probably bigger than Dick and Jane ever was, with a picture on every page. But he gets credit for 200 pages for 50 pages of reading.
So you're kind of proud of him for thinking about that, but you can't tell him.
Oh, absolutely. I'm like, you know what? Street smart. He hates reading, but I'm like, you know what? You're getting it done. I don't have to yell at you about it. It's all good.
Work smarter, not harder, son. Work smarter, not harder. That's a big life lesson there.
I love it. Ashley and Dekula, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hi. So my stepson, bullying is a really big problem. We all know this. But there was a kid that was being bullied, and the other kid was calling him like the B word and everything like that. And the kid looked at the bully and said, I bet you won't say that to Skylar. Well, the kid walks up to Skylar and says it to him. And basically Skylar put him on the ground and said, who's the B now?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well done.
We can't say, you know, that's great, son. You know, that was the right thing to do. So we have to say, you know, that wasn't nice. You can't be doing that, you know. All that other stuff, but secretly we're all like, yeah.
Awesome. All right, these stories are not stopping because y'all have got smart, bad kids that you are so proud of. 404-263-0941. I'm proud of my kid, but I can never tell him because it would make me a bad parent. We are going to get to Tony's call, whose kid is stealing from grandma. You got to hear these up next on the Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
Star 94.1.
So you're so, so proud of your kid because they were smart and ingenious figuring it out. But you can never, ever tell them that because it would make you a bad parent. Adriana in College Park, you are up first. You're proud of your kid, but you can't tell her.
Yeah, my daughter got suspended for cussing this little girl out at school.
Oh, no.
But the little girl had been harassing her. She told the little girl she didn't want to be her friend anymore. And the little girl wouldn't leave her alone. They have Chromebooks. And the little girl started texting her on the Chromebook. And, yeah, she cussed her out so beautifully. I know she heard me cussing somebody out, and that's where she got the eloquentness from. But, oh, my God, it was so great, Jeff. Like, she used emojis and everything.
So, Adriana, so you're mad at her for getting in trouble.
For getting caught.
But deep down inside, you're proud of her for learning from mama so
that
well.
Poetic cursing.
Mariah in Buford.
Hey, my kids want to get on my iPad all the time to play. So I use my thumbprint as the passcode, so I have to give them permission to get on. But they sneaked into the settings one day when they were playing, and they added their own thumbprint under the name of Mom and Dad. So we wouldn't know that they had secretly put their own thumbprints on, and they were sneaking to get on the iPad and play.
Genius.
How old are these little terrorists?
This is 10 and 12.
Yeah.
Oh, Mariah.
Wow, they're not even teenagers
yet. You are so screwed.
No. Good luck to you.
I was so upset, but so proud. That is some smart crap right there.
Good luck to you. Seriously.
Okay, this is the call we've been waiting for. Tony and Marietta, your child is stealing from grandma?
Okay, so I know it's messed up, but my ex-husband is awful. And his mom kind of just made my life terrible for the entire time we were together. I mean, she was like a mean nightmare. And she's got memory issues now. And my daughter, I just found out, has been going over to see her and just convincing her that she needs money, whether it's saying like, oh, my parents are having money issues right now, or, oh, I have a birthday coming up. And I guess she's secretly received thousands of dollars from like my ex-mother-in-law.
Whoa.
So how old is your daughter?
15.
She's 15, and she would go over and she'd be like, you know, my birthday is next week, Grandma. And Grandma would be like, oh, let me give you something. And write her a check for X number of dollars?
Yeah, and I can't even think about how many times she must have done it because she literally has thousands of dollars in her bank account now.
So she's got her own bank account, and you can check the amount in it, and you keep watching it going up and up.
Yeah, it's like a savings thing and also, you know, money for emergencies.
How did you find out she was getting it from your ex-mother-in-law?
Well, when I saw the money go up, I got freaked out because for a 15-year-old to get that much money, I was like, what's going on? Are you selling drugs or something? And she told me.
Whoa.
When she told you, was she remorseful or was she braggy?
It's, you know, honestly, a little bit of both. I think she knows I hate that woman. But at the same time, she knows what she did was incredibly wrong in theory, you know?
So did you have to punish her for doing it, even though secretly you wanted to high five her?
Yeah, I think it was important for me to publicly, you know, punish her and give her a talking to and all of that. But at the same time, it's like once she turns 21, I'm getting her a drink for this.
Oh my God. All right.
One last question and promise to answer this honestly. You ready?
Okay.
Did you return the money to grandma? And if the answer is yes, did you really return all of it?
I did not return any of it.
Oh, you didn't?
I think it's better to not bring it up because it would be, my ex would be furious and, you know, she can't really process it anyways because she's really having, you know, memory issues right now. So I was like, let's just stop it and we'll never tell anybody.
So the money's still in your daughter's account?
Yep.
That is crazy. I do feel like you have to cleanse it, though. You need to, like, donate it to charity or something. You got to wash that money clean. That's dirty money right there.
You got to Ozark it. You got to go invest in it in a lakeside bar and clean it through the bar
goodness.
Tab. All right.
Well, the one thing that makes me feel better is, like, I know the exact number in her account now, so if it goes up, you know, she's getting punished again. I think that makes me feel a little better that it's at least stopping.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.